Well, it's good to be sitting here with another division win. There were some good things in the game, and some other things that certainly could be better. Definitely the big swing in the game is the turnovers. It's always good to be on the plus side of that stat. Fortunately, we were able to make some plays we need to make there, and we'll keep working on getting better in all the areas. I didn't think that was the level of play in any of the 3 days that we're looking for that we really need, so hopefully we'll be able to ramp that up, and we'll need to against both of the teams in the league.
Just wanted to check in with you. The team just announced that it released Jeff Tarpinian, and is that a corresponding move to clear space on the 53-man roster for Aqib Talib, who I believe is eligible to join the team now that he's served a suspension?
We don't have anything to announce on that right now, so we'll give you something as soon as we have a definite roster move to make.
Okay. With respect to Talib's addition, I mean, are you at liberty now to say what, his presence will mean to your defense, and what is it that you hope he might be able to contribute this week as you get prepared to play the Colts?
Right, well, we'll just have to see. We're not going to be on the practice field until Wednesday, and so we'll go out there Wednesday and see what it looks like. But we'll spend time with him, trying to get him caught up in terms of some terminology and scheme and that type of thing. We'll see how all that comes together as we move forward in our preparations this week. I don't really know how it'll turn out.
So, Bill, have you had a chance at this point to meet with him personally?
Yes.
How would you, without getting into details, because I know you often say, conversations you have with players, remain between the players. How would you sort of just sum up, what you're able to do with him right now, basically, without, getting him indoctrinated to what you do?
Well, just exactly that. Just to try to, work with him on an individual basis and work with him in terms of terminology, film study, of what we're doing, and also we get ahead on our opponent this week. Let him start working on some of that, too, and we'll just see how it all comes together.
Billy, Mike, again, you mentioned that you're pleased with some of the aspects of the play yesterday. I mean, can you describe what things that obviously Danny Woodhead has done here that has kind of, raised your expectation level of him?
Well, Danny's been consistent for us. He's been productive for us for 3 years now, and he's done a good job of taking advantage of his opportunities. We only had one carry yesterday, but it was a big one. And Buffalo had some man-to-man coverage, and he was able to uncover on the linebackers, get free there for a touchdown catch. He also made a couple other plays in the passing game, but he's a guy that knows his role and is prepared. And when you need him, I think we've been able to count on to step up and make the plays that he has given the opportunity that is presented. Gained all of our confidence in doing that a number of times. He did it again yesterday. It's always great to see that.
Bill, after speaking with Aqib, do you have a greater sense of comfort in making this trade in terms of not having been able to have contact with him before making the deal?
I don't know. I mean, the deal's already been made, so right now we're working forward, working ahead, and trying to get him ready to play.
Bill, what's been your experience, in terms of integrating players in midstream, especially midseason, into the system and trying to get them acclimated? Is it something that it's all dependent on about how much the player can absorb in a short period of time, or do you have to kind of ease them into it? What's been your experience with that?
I think you take each player individually, in each situation individually. And we've had guys like Woodhead a couple of years ago, James Ahedibo last year, come in and be all contributors Reds had a lot. So, I don't really know. It's not about expectations or goals or plan. Or, you know, we're in uncharted territory here with a new player coming onto a new team. And we're glad to have him. We're working with him. Sure that he'll work hard to try to get caught up, and we'll see where it all goes.
Bill, one more, if I may, in looking at the things that you that gave you most concern, what would that have been? Would it have just been the rushing yards that they gave up, or was there something else that jumped off the page for you?
Well, I think we missed a number of opportunities in every area of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get the ball in on the goal line. Gave up yardage in the running game and in the passing game. Had a couple tip balls that we got away with. Pretty dangerous plays. Didn't do well on third down defensively. So you can go through with the game, take them out there, work harder at to get better.
Suffice it to say, plenty to work on this week before the Colts come.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, on some of those plays that didn't go so well, there were good things on the play that we did do well, but the end result wasn't good. So there's things that didn't go right. You know, it'll be a new matchup against the Colts, but our overall consistency in all three phases of the game, kickoff returns, and get the ball up to the 20-yard line a couple of times. So, you know, there was just, you know, a number of things that we didn't do to the level that we want or need to do on that. Just so. Gotta find a way to bring that up, or eventually it'll cost us. It already has cost us at times this year, but it'll cost us again. We're lucky yesterday that we were not really at our best, but still able to win and make enough plays to win. But also been in a couple games kind of like that we didn't win. So you'd leave it come down to one play. You'd like to have the game have a little more control of the game. And that's the National Football League, too. There's an awful lot of games that come down to one possession. So, one play, one possession, whatever it is. The fact that if we made it against the Jets or made it against Buffalo or didn't make it against Arizona, I mean, that's kind of the nature of the NFL a little bit, too.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome, Mike.
So one more follow-up. I'm assuming you guys get a roster exemption for Talib at this point. Just sort of piecing together. If you've met with him, but he's not on the roster. I'm assuming that they give you a little bit of an exemption here.
That's right.
Okay. Are you at liberty to say how long it is, or is it?
To be honest with you, I'll have to check on the exact time of it.
That's right. Okay. And this is sort of more of a minuscule thing, but I was curious if what happened at the opening toss in the game. I don't know. It was probably nothing. Maybe it was more of a communication thing. But when you guys won the toss, did you at first get the sense that the Bills had actually chosen a side instead of to take the ball, or am I reading too deep into that?
No, that's what it looked like to me, too. And we won the toss, we elected to defer, and then I thought that they elected to defend the end away from the lighthouse. And that's what Levy signaled. And then, you know, we had our kickoff return team out there. We were down at the other end, at the lighthouse end, and, you know, at first I thought that that they had won the toss and elected to defer. But, I thought that I heard him say, but it's hard to hear in the stadium, you know, in the loud speaker announcement. Yeah. It's hard to hear what they're saying, you know, with the crowd noise and everything. So I thought it was exactly what you said it was. And
yep.
Then we had our kickoff return team, you know, getting ready to go out there, and I just wanted to make sure of that. And I couldn't get to Levy, but I talked to one of the other officials on our sideline and said, you know, then it would still be our choice in the second half, right, because we deferred. And So then he went over to check with it, and then Levy came running over to me. I think that I saw him talking to Chan there, and then he came over and said to myself and the other official that I was questioning, he said that that he had given the wrong signal and that Buffalo had chosen to take the ball after we deferred, and then he wanted to confirm that with, that we were going to defend that same goal, and kick toward the lighthouse. And, you know, that's when I had the conversation with him, you know, like what happened here. And what, and so he said that he, that Buffalo had made the choice to take the ball, that he had miscommunicated it or missignaled it or whatever. And that, you know, here's what it is. And it's not as you described it or as I thought it was, but this is what it's going to be. You guys won the toss. You deferred. They chose to take the ball. Now you're choosing to take this end, and that's the way it is.
Got it.
So then we took our kickoff team and dropped them and moved over to the other end and started to go over our kickoff coverage. So that's, it was kind of confusing.
I just had one other quick one, though, on like the quick snaps that have been fairly successful for you guys, like on Ridley's first touchdown, the one-yard run. It looked like, if I'm not mistaken, Tom got that ball snapped pretty quick when he got into the end zone. And then I just want to ask you more toward the end of the game, it's like how you balance like the idea of the quick snap that maybe you catch the defense off guard, but at the same time, when you're managing clock, you know, if there's a maybe a balance you're trying to strike there as to whether it might be better to not snap so quick.
Right, yeah. Well, if it doesn't work, if you don't get it in, then you certainly would be better off not doing it and taking more time off the clock. If we had gotten it in and made it a two-score game, then I don't want to say that would have sealed it, but it would have, you know, certainly would have, you know, made it a two-possession game for Buffalo instead of a one-possession game that it ended up being. So, yeah, that's the, you know, that's the dilemma there. If you try to manage the clock and you don't complete the execution of the situation, then that's not really successful. And if you, you know, if you don't complete the situation, then it's not successful. If you don't manage the clock, then that's not successful. And so, you know, when you try to sometimes, you know, do too much managing the clock, then, you know, then the criticism is, well, you know, you should just do what, just do what you're doing to be successful, and why change at that point, you know, that type of thing. So that's the balance you're trying to strike. I mean, bottom line is you got to execute the situation, and if you do that, then that's good, and if you don't, then there'll be plenty of what ifs.